There are 18 conference games in the Mountain West. It's hard to win them all. Boise State got a win at Air Force, 8-2 now on the season. Best start since the 98-99 season in the conference. And, Chris, when you go on the road in conference, teams know you. There are tough travel places, all kinds of things. Sickness, health, as they say in the old wedding ceremony. A lot of tough games, and to get wins, to me, are precious on the road, and that's what Boise State did.
Did you just get married to Boise State basketball? Yeah. Is that what happened?
Good times and bad. It's been good times, right?
Goodness and bad. I don't know what just happened here. I just witnessed a wedding. Anyway, I think the game against Air Force and the general reaction off of that is, ugh. Like, it was kind of, they won, yay, but they didn't exactly inspire people with that performance. It didn't exactly make you feel good about the team from that game. I mean, the fact is, they won a road game, and you probably shouldn't turn your nose up at it. But it took them having to execute down the stretch, making six of their last seven shots. They were down at points. They were up at points. 10-0 run here, 8-0 run there from one team to the next. But when it was all said and done, Boise State wins it by 6 points. But to me, what this game did was it proved. And it's not just this game, by the way. Look across the conference. Look at the results throughout the league. But this was another example of a game that proved the talent / level of play. And I don't exactly know how to distinguish between the two a lot of times.
Well, I would say that UNLV would get a high level of talent, but a lot of times a low level of play. So it's sort of an average there. Yeah. I mean, like coming up Saturday night, Boise State could see the best team in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
That happens maybe, what, about 2 out of 10 times UNLV takes the floor that they play at that kind of level? They did against San Diego State last week.
And that's part of where I'm going with this. But the talent / level of play matrix, wherever you fall down on it, from 1 to 10 in this league, and sorry, San Jose State, not really putting you into this discussion.
So we're kicking them out of the league for this discussion?
Pretty much, yep. But the talent / level of play from 1 to 10 in the Mountain West is not large enough. The gap in talent is not large enough to make up for the home advantages that these teams have throughout the league, whether it's elevation at some place or travel to get to a certain place. Like Wyoming can fall in the category for both of those, the travel to get there, the elevation that is there, the atmosphere from it being either dead, like it sometimes can be at Air Force, which can be an advantage to the Falcons because they're used to playing in front of a place that doesn't have energy. When you're a road team going to that, there could sometimes be a disadvantage in having to create your own energy when you're used to getting it from the crowds. Or it could be the opposite where, the pit, the atmosphere there is so rowdy and so unique, and the fans, you can hear them, they're close to the court. That's a huge advantage for New Mexico when they're at home. So between the elevation, the travel, and the atmosphere throughout the different destinations within the Mountain West, I don't think the level of talent gap between these teams can overcome those factors. So, like, to expect a Boise State, a Nevada, or really anybody else to go through this league without a couple of unexplainable / how in the world did that happen losses, I think it's unrealistic. So, the Boise State wins at 70-64, and it's great. They get the W. You should take it and be happy with it, because very well they could lose this game, or they could lose the next road game that they have that you don't think that they should lose on paper. Their conference record is right now better than the team that they'll face on the road. But this league shows you, session after session, a Tuesday, Wednesday, or every Saturday within this league, you'll see results where, well, that team was more talented, or their level of play seemingly was better than the team that they just lost to. But you can't overcome those three things unless the talent / level of play gap is so big, and right now it's not.
And I think that also hurts in a mid-major league when you're trying to get teams to the postseason, because nobody's going to have a gaudy enough record. And then in conference, if you lose a game to somebody like Air Force or somebody below the halfway line, you're going to take a big hit on your RPI and BPI and all that stuff.
Yeah, the Mountain West basically needs dominant non-conference play from multiple teams, really from all teams, to make up for the situation that I just mentioned. Because, like, we're not talking about the top of the league with, Nevada and Boise State, who each had great non-conferences to set themselves up. But they could very well, in their league, lose to an Air Force, a New Mexico, a Wyoming, a Fresno State, a Utah State, a UNLV. Those are all middle-of-the-pack teams that maybe don't have great non-conferences. In fact, their RPIs, for the most part, right now, are around the 144 and below range. For perspective on that, 144, that area, Georgia Tech and Wake Forest, they are in the basement of the ACC. They are not a factor in that conference. They're not middle of the pack in the ACC. They are bad ACC teams. Their RPI is right in line with the group that I just mentioned. So, like, to your point, it is very feasible and almost easy for a top Mountain West team to go on the road and lose to the squads that I just mentioned. Air Force, New Mexico, Wyoming, Fresno State, Utah State, UNLV. And at the same time, those teams right now, at least by the metric standpoints, are considered what would be a bottom, really a basement ACC team. So that's really tough for the Mountain West to overcome, to get multiple teams. I don't even, like, there was such a different environment of college basketball a few years ago when this team got, this league got five teams in the NCAA tournament. But at this point, like, to get multiple teams in the NCAA tournament is so much to overcome from this whole league standpoint.
Just looking at that year, 2014 was when they had the multiple teams that got in, 2014-2015 season. Boise State, San Diego State tied for the league, four losses. You had Colorado State with five. And then you had Wyoming and Utah State with seven each.
Mm-hmm.
Wyoming wins the tournament. You end up with four teams, when all said and done, that made the NCAA tournament. They had five get in, but four teams that had 25 or more wins.
That all has
so
to
they
do
did
with
well in non-conference. Yeah,
within league, unless you had a great non-conference, they're going to beat each other up. That's the thing. Even that year, they beat each other up. This year, they're going to beat each other up. Even if Boise State and Nevada are a tick above, I mean, you've seen these teams throughout the league, and you talk to Abe throughout it. Like, can you realistically expect Nevada to go through it? They have road games against basically the top teams in the Mountain West still left. All of them. You expect them to go through it without getting a hiccup? Even against those top teams. We're not even talking about the middle of the pack, which is still there for them to lose a game or two within that stretch. So, like, we're all looking to Valentine's Day as the showdown that will determine this league. But you got to sell me on the fact that both of those teams are good enough to get through the gauntlet that is this conference on a game-in, game-out basis without any other losses. I don't think that's the case.
Well, let's just talk about the gauntlet to the 14th. For Boise State, we've got a bye. So we know they're not going to lose Wednesday night. Saturday, they have UNLV at home. That could be a loss. If the UNLV comes in and plays their A game, that's going to be a very tough game to go. And then next week you go to New Mexico, which to me is the surprise team in the conference. They are 6-3 right now. They are third place. They are 5-0 at home. And when they were here, I thought that team was awful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they looked like one of the worst teams I've seen in a long time. And now if you look at what New Mexico has left on their schedule, their schedule's pretty soft. I mean, it's possible your regular season champ could be the New Mexico Lobos. Yeah. When a lot of people thought at the beginning of the year they'd be lucky to get a bye in the first round. I mean, how about this? At Utah State, at San Jose State this week, that's probably 2-0. Maybe not at Utah State. Then they got home with Boise State, at Air Force, home with Utah State, at Wyoming, home with UNLV, at Colorado State, home with Fresno. They only play Nevada once.
Doable. Now, I just don't – maybe my judgment is skewed. They were terrible, and their starting lineup was determined by who, what, tipped the most passes in the prior game. Like, what in the world?
Maybe that's the new plan.
I mean, that's just the most silly thing I've ever heard about how to determine a starting lineup. But you can't argue with them, especially at home, and it goes to the point where is the gap in talent or the gap in level of play big enough to overcome a lot of these home court advantages that these squads have for one reason or another? And I don't think the answer to that is yes. The level of talent is not wide enough to overcome this.
The other thing, when you watch games, Boise State plays about 7-8 guys. Nevada plays about 5 or 6. You're never going to have a game in which everybody's entire roster is hitting on all cylinders. And that's for a lot of reasons. Some days you're just not that good. Maybe some days you're hurt. Some days you're sick. And that's something that I think with Boise State's team against Air Force, some sickness kind of moving its way through the team. Maybe not everybody is at 100%. And that's something in the winter months that I think you travel with teams, I travel with teams. It's not Boise State. It's college basketball that has to deal with that. You go on planes, you're on buses, pass things around. I think keeping a team healthy, and I think when people think of a team being healthy, they think of no knee injuries, no ankle injuries, now no concussions. But I think the most underrated thing is health, as in just normal things like colds and flus.
Yeah, that affects the season a lot more than you guys know when you're not traveling with the team. And I'm just making sure, Bob, you drink your vitamin C supplements? You good
I
on
do.
That?
I take vitamin C pills.
There you go. You got your vitamin C pills. You get the flu shot? You get make sure you're healthy with the flu
shot? I
don't
get a flu shot.
You don't get the flu shot.
No, I do not. I never have.
You're leaving yourself open there. Mm-hmm. You're traveling with this team. I'm just looking out for you. You know, we're trying to keep the broadcasters healthy as well.
Well, but the last trip, Abe and I went. We did our show. We did our work. We traveled separately to Air Force.
Ah, okay. See, strategy here. Now, a couple of other things from the game itself against Air Force. Hutchison, 16 points, probably not his finest game. The one number that stands out to me from a negative standpoint are the turnovers, 6 turnovers in this game to only 5 assists. And I think for the season, does he have more turnovers than assists? Is that still the case where turnover numbers are higher? That's the one thing that I think could not only affect Boise State in a negative way, but could hurt his draft stock too if they start to take into account, well, as a playmaker, he's very high risk with it. He's not as careful with the basketball. So I would like to see that in the last stretch of the season. Let's see if he can start to get the assists higher than the turnover number. And then the other maybe positive from the game is Justinian Jessup's shot back. And if it is, then look out league.
Yeah, that's a factor that in the last few games has not been there. And he got 4 against Air Force.